weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about how do you actually encourage someone else. Hebrews 3:13 says this, "But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." Have you ever watched somebody make a choice that you knew was just not good? It's like watching a buddy walk toward the edge of a cliff. The friend doesn't see the drop, but you do, and you want to scream for them to, "Yo, stop," to warn them there's a drop ahead. You're about to fall off the cliff. In the world of physical danger, you'd scream without hesitation. But in the world of emotional and spiritual cliffs, you might just dissuade yourself. But when a friend is walking toward their spiritual demise, it's no less vital. Then why is it that we don't go, "Whoa, wait"? Now, the Greek word for encourage in this verse is parakaleo, and it means to come alongside, to warn, to bring comfort, to instruct, to strengthen. Having close relationships with other Christians means we watch one another's backs. A recent lesson I was teaching our children in Vacation Bible School is that you're never encouraged to dive alone when you scuba. It's that you have a dive buddy. It's like most of us need to learn to have a dive buddy. A true friend will encourage us away from the cliffs at the end of a path enticed by deceitfully marketed sin. In other words, when Satan tempts us and they're tempting somebody, who's going to be the spiritual adult in the room? I mean, it's our responsibility as followers of Jesus to help other followers of Jesus by encouraging them through prayer, love, compassion, and a commitment to love them no matter what. As a friend in trouble, we have a responsibility to speak up with courage to them. Like, how though, Chuck? I mean, well, first, before any counsel is offered, we need to listen so that we can understand. Now, there's an interesting thought. I mean, God gave us 2 ears and 1 yapper. Maybe we ought to just listen, which, by the way, I say that like I get, but don't do well. I mean, Matthew 7 says we have a plank in our own eye. Asking questions is a good way to engage a friend without judgment and allow them to tell their own story. Well, that's not always easy, but to convey that we're simply one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread is a good start. You know, on the flip side, we all need to create space in our lives where permission is also granted to our close Christian friends to spur us on to righteousness. When we're approached with a matter of sin in our lives, we need not to feel singled out because everyone, even those we think are just awesome, perfect people, need encouragement from time to time to resist temptation. I do, you do. But you know, there's nobody out there too low in the muck and sin who doesn't need encouragement to rise. Refusing the gentle guidance of someone who loves us is like saying, "No thanks, I'll just stroll off the cliff and splat up against a boulder." Like a pack of wolves preying on stragglers falling behind the rest of the herd, that's the way Satan goes after a Christian believer who's isolated from the body of Christ. The command to come alongside one another in Hebrews 3:13 can't be followed unless we're approachable. And that depth of relationship doesn't happen during the turn and greet your neighbor time in a worship service. There has to be something intentional about pursuing deeper relationships, because rich relationships require time, intentional time. And we have to remain open to grow and mature. We need to create the space in our hearts for extraordinary brotherhood and sisterhood, which I don't even like those words, but when I think about it, it means I got to create space in my heart for extended family. Wow. Today, my friend, go out there. Help somebody keep from walking off the cliff, or maybe let somebody keep you from walking off the cliff. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.